Hi, this is Mike McNamara, and you're listening to All Marine Radio on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
To the news we go today on a Wednesday, the 8th day of July, in Stars and Stripes. Top story is West Point grads reveal racist incidents at the academy. So it's a story written by one of the Stars and Stripes writer, a guy named Corey Dickstein. Recently, U.S. Military Academy graduates implored leaders at West Point to strongly condemn racism and institute a zero-tolerance policy in a letter that revealed some of them were victims of racist acts while attending the school. In a June 25th letter to West Point and Army leaders, nine graduates of the academy from 2018 and 2019, including the top-ranking cadets and graduates from both classes, condemned racism at their alma mater and urged leaders to introduce a curriculum meant to address race and diversity directly. The now Army lieutenants in a 40-page policy proposal included in their letter documented such racist incidents, including a noose left in a black cadet's dormitory desk as a joke by a white roommate, a top cadet's leader's photo altered to portray her as a monkey, and reports by dozens of black cadets subjected to racial slurs by their classmates in recent years. Quote, West Point has demonstrated an inability to meaningfully discuss race and a tendency to silence such conversations when grassroots efforts attempt to start them, the West Point graduates wrote in a letter that has been distributed online via social media. Not only should we be concerned that West Point graduates arrive at their units unprepared to have conversations about race, we should also be concerned that West Point's inability to do so means that it is far easier for racist beliefs to be maintained through the academy, to the extent that West Point graduates are tying nooses and joking they be used on their black peers. The policy proposal calls for West Point leaders to take specific steps to address systemic racism, which continue to exist at West Point. Now again, to me, the question in all of this, that's the uncomfortable question when we talk about race, is do individuals, right, who experience racism from other individuals, how does that somehow or other morph, right, to because racism isn't tolerated. And so, to me, the fact that there are idiots amongst us, and we see them every night on the news, the fact that racism exists in those idiots, right, is not a surprise to anybody. But then you make the logical leap to say it is fostered by the system and therefore becomes systemic racism. I don't see the logical leap in that. I don't see the logical leap in that. And so, but again, that's why these discussions are so important. Okay. And again, if somebody can can show, systemically how racism is being fostered, I'm all about it. And, you're going to hear the comment on the Marine Corps talk about unconscious biases. Well, I didn't grow up black. I'll freely admit that. But systemic racism is something pretty serious. And to me, what's most interesting is that, institutions being accused of it are all controlled by liberals who don't condone that. So to me, these discussions are important discussions, there's going to have to be a lot of listening done on both sides to get to a better place, right? To get to a better place. So that top story in Stars and Stripes this morning. So again, it's a discussion that's consuming the nation. And that's why, dedicated the Marine Corps hymn to our leaders out there who are supposed to be, at the forefront in making sure that this conversation takes place, making sure that it's a responsible conversation that takes the nation to a better place. Because that's where everybody wants to go. How do we fix this? How do we make it better? Okay, so let's identify the problem. So let's have a discussion about it. So anyway, what isn't going to work is what you've seen have happen around the country, especially in large cities, with the whole defund the police thing. If there's any modification to the spending on police programs, it should be done after a rigorous, look at, your police department, the problems. It shouldn't be done in an overheated, city council meeting, so that you can say you're down with whatever movement, is applying pressure to you. That's not the way you do it if you're looking to do something positive. So memo to self, right? Resist the urge to do impetuous things, right? And do good things. Good things require courage. They require listening. They require articulate, diverse discourse. And then it requires grown-ups to do the right thing. Grown-ups to do the right thing. Next story in Stars and Stripes. A day after Marine Corps Air Station Futima outbreak, Okinawa reports its first off-base coronavirus case since April. So talking about onesies right there. Army to pay $1.6 million to quiet noise complaints at the Stuttgart area range. That's in the news. 7 U.S. troops test positive for coronavirus. That is in the news after arriving in South Korea. So that is in the news this morning. Another headline, funding bill would prevent using military construction money to pay for border wall projects. I still don't know how that happened. I don't get it. I don't understand how money appropriated for the DOD got turned around to be used for a border wall. And there was just an appeals judge that said, yeah, you can't do that, and which will go to the Supreme Court. Next headline. Marine Corps veteran catches 3-year-old dropped from a burning building. How about that? Love these stories. Kalamazoo, Michigan. Catching a child who was dropped from a burning building was just Philip Banks doing his job. The Marine Corps veteran and former football player at Kalamazoo Central High School doesn't want special recognition for helping save a 3-year-old boy from an apartment fire in Phoenix, Arizona. Blanks, a bodyguard today, said protecting others is just part of his job. He credits his training as a Marine and a security officer and his instincts for the reaction. Ultimately, this is my job, Blanks said. it was all fast. It was a blur. It was a tunnel vision. As I was running, I didn't see anything but the baby. Blanks caught the boy who was dropped from an apartment balcony on Friday, July 3rd. The boy and an 8-year-old girl were both taken to the hospital with injuries. The children's mother died in the fire, according to ABC News. So congratulations to him for doing good things. In a story that we discussed yesterday that was developing at the Marine Air Ground Combat Center, and what's odd about this is nobody's identifying, quote unquote, the person as a member of the DOD, and nobody's saying they're not a member of the DOD. So I don't know what that means. It says, and here's the article. It's just odd. A person has died after being treated for a self-inflicted gunshot wound sustained Tuesday morning at Marine Air Ground Combat Center in 29 Palms in California. Multiple media outlets reported the person identified, in this article and here, as an active duty Marine by the Orange County Register and Palm Springs ABC TV affiliate, KESQ. Now that's new because a little bit ago that was not in the article. Was airlifted to an off-base medical center following the incident. There are no injuries reported at this time, and this incident is still under investigation, said a statement by Captain Nicole Plymel, the base spokesman. Earlier on Tuesday, military police responded to reports of gunshots. At 6:30 a.m., the area was cordoned off. A shelter-in-place order was issued after the shooting. And lifted about 9 a.m., Brigadier General Roger Turner, who I taught as a second lieutenant, commander of the Air Ground Combat Center, referred to the incident as a suicide and said it was uncovered some gaps in our mass notification process on the base that will be rectified. So, yeah, that's the rest of the story that started yesterday. From the Wall Street Journal, some headlines that you should know. Harvard and MIT suing the Trump administration over its student visa policy. Yeah, the student visa policy is if there aren't classes going on that you need to physically participate in, if those aren't going on, you can't come in the country. Supreme Court upholds religious and moral exemptions for birth control coverage. That's kind of a very, very interesting story. And interesting that the Supreme Court's upheld it, given, you know, kind of its recent, what many would say, liberal bias. And then from the opinion side, there's an interesting op-ed by a guy named Michael Tracy. Riot-torn Twin Cities are already forgotten. And it's interesting because the who's left holding the bag in all of this that we've seen? The small business owners, right? The nation's moved on to other things. Their businesses were destroyed. The inability to keep law and order will cost them, some of them, their livelihoods. Interesting story in just the news. It has to do with Christopher Steele, right? Who's the author of the Trump dossier, right? British court rules against Christopher Steele, orders damages paid to businessmen named in the dossier. So British court has ruled that that the dossier that he created that slandered people, he's liable for. Interesting, eh? All right, let me do top stories in Marine Corps Times. There are fewer recruits due to COVID-19, but there are the same hard training Navy. They're doing the same hard training, according to Navy and Marine commanders. That is in the news. Probably the biggest story that came out Again, General McKenzie, plain-spoken guy, right? This is an Associated Press story that's running in Marine Corps Times, but headline, top U.S. general in the Middle East skeptical that Russian bounties led to troops' death. Now, General McKenzie, he doesn't mess around, right? If he thinks it, right, and he can, he says it. The top U.S. general for the Middle East, General McKenzie, a three-star, right, running CENTCOM, said Tuesday that the intelligence suggesting that Russia may have paid Taliban militants to kill American troops in Afghanistan was worrisome, but he is not convinced that any bounties resulted in U.S. military deaths. Quote, I found it very worrisome. I didn't find that there was any causative link there. He goes on, we should always remember the Russians are not our friends. They are not our friends in Afghanistan. They do not wish us well. And we just need to remember that at all times when we evaluate that intelligence. So anyway, that's probably the biggest story. And again, that was that story sucking the life out of the air, sucking the life out of the room, or the air out of the room, one of the two. And so that in the news. Top five stories in early bird real quick, and then Will Cosentini will join me. Number one, U.S. general in the Middle East skeptical that Russian bounties led to troops' death. Just talked about that. Number two, lawmakers consider spending, I could say it, $1 million to strip all Confederate names from U.S. Army bases. That measure has come out of the House and would have to get through the Senate. And then the president, you know, has said he would veto it. And then it would have to be overridden. Number three, funding bill would prevent military construction money to pay for border wall projects. Again, I still don't know how that happened. You know, Congress's power rests in its ability to appropriate money. And when they do appropriate money for items and then for essentially the executive branch and its appointees to then take that money and reshuffle it, right, usurps Congress's authority. So I don't rightly know how that thing stood in the first place. Number four, the military's hashtag Me Too. In wake of the Vanessa Guillen death, service women bear deep scars. And it's a story in the Washington Post. Vanessa Guillen, she was beaten to death with a hammer, evidently. Her body then cut into pieces and then buried. The person who did that committed suicide last week as law enforcement officials closed in on him. And then number five, the active shooter situation on 29 Palms ends with a self-inflicted gunshot wound, ultimately ending in suicide. So that is a look at the news headlines today. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and Will Cosentini and I will talk the news. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good. but I have a story and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Hi, this is Mike McNamara, and you're listening to All Marine Radio on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
To the news we go today on a Wednesday, the 8th day of July, in Stars and Stripes. Top story is West Point grads reveal racist incidents at the academy. So it's a story written by one of the Stars and Stripes writer, a guy named Corey Dickstein. Recently, U.S. Military Academy graduates implored leaders at West Point to strongly condemn racism and institute a zero tolerance policy in a letter that revealed some of them were victims of racist acts while attending the school. In a June 25th letter to West Point and Army leaders, nine graduates of the academy from 2018 and 2019, including the top-ranking cadets and graduates from both classes, condemned racism at their alma mater and urged leaders to introduce a curriculum meant to address race and diversity directly. The now Army lieutenants in a 40-page policy proposal included in their letter documented such racist incidents, including a noose left in a black cadet's dormitory desk as a joke by a white roommate, a top cadet's leader's photo altered to portray her as a monkey, and reports by dozens of black cadets subjected to racial slurs by their classmates in recent years. Quote, West Point has demonstrated an inability to meaningfully discuss race and a tendency to silence such conversations when grassroots efforts attempt to start them, the West Point graduates wrote in a letter that has been distributed online via social media. Not only should we be concerned that West Point graduates arrive at their units unprepared to have conversations about race, we should also be concerned that West Point's inability to do so means that it is far easier for racist beliefs to be maintained through the academy, to the extent that West Point graduates are tying nooses and joking they be used on their black peers. The policy proposal calls for West Point leaders to take specific steps to address systemic racism, which continue to exist at West Point. Now again, to me, the question in all of this, that's the uncomfortable question when we talk about race, is do individuals, right, who experience racism from other individuals, how does that somehow or other morph, right, to because racism isn't tolerated. And so, to me, the fact that there are idiots amongst us, and we see them every night on the news, the fact that racism exists in those idiots, right, is not a surprise to anybody. But then you make the logical leap to say it is fostered by the system and therefore becomes systemic racism. I don't see the logical leap in that. I don't see the logical leap in that. And so, but again, that's why these discussions are so important. Okay. And again, if somebody can show, systemically how racism is being fostered, I'm all about it. And you're going to hear the comment on the Marine Corps talk about unconscious biases. Well, I didn't grow up black. I'll freely admit that. But systemic racism is something pretty serious. And to me, what's most interesting is that, institutions being accused of it are all controlled by liberals who don't condone that. So to me, these discussions are important discussions, there's going to have to be a lot of listening done on both sides to get to a better place, right? To get to a better place. So that top story in Stars and Stripes this morning. So again, it's a discussion that's consuming the nation, and that's why dedicated the Marine Corps hymn to our leaders out there who are supposed to be, at the forefront in making sure that this conversation takes place, making sure that it's a responsible conversation that takes the nation to a better place, because that's where everybody wants to go. How do we fix this? How do we make it better? Okay, so let's identify the problem. So let's have a discussion about it. So anyway, what isn't going to work is what you've seen happen around the country, especially in large cities, with the whole defund the police thing. If there's any modification to the spending on police programs, it should be done after a rigorous, right, look at, your police department, the problems. It shouldn't be done in an overheated, city council meeting, so that you can say you're down with whatever movement, is applying pressure to you. That's not the way you do it. If you're looking to do something positive. So memo to self, right? Resist the urge to do impetuous things, right? And do good things. Good things require courage. They require listening. They require articulate, diverse discourse. And then it requires grown-ups to do the right thing. Grown-ups to do the right thing. Next story in Stars and Stripes. A day after Marine Corps Air Station Futima outbreak, Okinawa reports its first off-base coronavirus case since April. So, talking about onesies right there. Army to pay $1.6 million to quiet noise complaints at the Stuttgart area range. That's in the news. Seven U.S. troops test positive for coronavirus. That is in the news after arriving in South Korea. So that is in the news this morning. Another headline. Funding bill would prevent using military construction money to pay for border wall projects. I still don't know how that happened. I don't get it. I don't understand how money appropriated for the DOD got turned around to be used for a border wall. And there was just I think an appeals judge that said, yeah, you can't do that, and which will go to the Supreme Court. Next headline. Marine Corps veteran catches three-year-old dropped from a burning building. How about that? Love these stories. Kalamazoo, Michigan. Catching a child who was dropped from a burning building was just Philip Banks doing his job. The Marine Corps veteran and former football player at Kalamazoo Central High School doesn't want special recognition for helping save a three-year-old boy from an apartment fire in Phoenix, Arizona. Blanks, a bodyguard today, said protecting others is just part of his job. He credits his training as a Marine and a security officer and his instincts for the reaction. Ultimately, this is my job, Blanks said. It was all fast. It was a blur. It was a tunnel vision. As I was running, I didn't see anything but the baby. Blanks caught the boy who was dropped from an apartment balcony on Friday, July 3rd. The boy and an 8-year-old girl were both taken to the hospital with injuries. The children's mother died in the fire, according to ABC News. So congratulations to him for doing good things. In a story that we discussed yesterday that was developing at the Marine Air Ground Combat Center, and what's odd about this is nobody's identifying, quote unquote, the person as a member of the DOD, and nobody's saying they're not a member of the DOD. So I don't know what that means. It says, and here's the article. It's just odd. A person has died after being treated for a self-inflicted gunshot wound sustained Tuesday morning at Marine Air Ground Combat Center in 29 Palms in California. Multiple media outlets reported the person identified in this article and here as an active duty Marine by the Orange County Register and Palm Springs ABC TV affiliate KESQ. Now that's new because a little bit ago that was not in the article. Was airlifted to an off-base medical center following the incident. There are no injuries reported at this time, and this incident is still under investigation, said a statement by Captain Nicole Plymel, the base spokesman. Earlier on Tuesday, military police responded to reports of gunshots. At 6:30 a.m., the area was cordoned off. A shelter-in-place order was issued after the shooting. And lifted about 9 a.m., Brigadier General Roger Turner, who I taught as a second lieutenant, commander of the Air Ground Combat Center, referred to the incident as a suicide and said it was uncovered some gaps in our mass notification process on the base that will be rectified. So, yeah, that's the rest of the story that started yesterday. From the Wall Street Journal, some headlines that you should know. Harvard and MIT suing the Trump administration over its student visa policy. Yeah. The student visa policy is if there aren't classes going on that you need to physically participate in, if those aren't going on, you can't come in the country. Supreme Court upholds religious and moral exemptions for birth control coverage. That's kind of a very, very interesting story. And interesting that the Supreme Court's upheld it, given, you know, kind of its recent, what many would say, liberal bias. And then from the opinion side, there's an interesting op-ed by a guy named Michael Tracy. Riot-torn Twin Cities are already forgotten. And it's interesting because the who's left holding the bag in all of this that we've seen? The small business owners, right? The nation's moved on to other things. Their businesses were destroyed. The inability to keep law and order will cost them, some of them, their livelihoods. Interesting story in Just the News. It has to do with Christopher Steele, right, who's the author of the Trump dossier, right? British court rules against Christopher Steele, orders damages paid to businessmen named in the dossier. So British court has ruled that that the dossier that he created that slandered people, he's liable for. Interesting, eh? All right, let me do top stories in Marine Corps Times. There are fewer recruits due to COVID-19, but there are the same hard training Navy. They're doing the same hard training, according to Navy and Marine commanders. That is in the news. Probably the biggest story that came out. Again, General McKenzie, plain-spoken guy, right? This is an Associated Press story that's running in Marine Corps Times, but headline, top U.S. general in the Middle East skeptical that Russian bounties led to troops' death. Now, General McKenzie, he doesn't mess around, right? If he thinks it, right, and he can, he says it. The top U.S. general for the Middle East, General McKenzie, a 3-star, right, running CENTCOM, said Tuesday that the intelligence suggesting that Russia may have paid Taliban militants to kill American troops in Afghanistan was worrisome, but he is not convinced that any bounties resulted in U.S. military deaths. Quote, I found it very worrisome. I didn't find that there was any causative link there. He goes on, we should always remember the Russians are not our friends. They are not our friends in Afghanistan. They do not wish us well. And we just need to remember that at all times when we evaluate that intelligence. So anyway, that's probably the biggest story. And again, that was that story sucking the life out of the air, sucking the life out of the room, or the air out of the room, one of the two. And so that in the news. Top 5 stories in Early Bird real quick, and then Will Cosentini will join me. Number one, U.S. general in the Middle East skeptical that Russian bounties led to troops' death. Just talked about that. Number two, lawmakers consider spending $1 million to strip all Confederate names from U.S. Army bases. That measure has come out of the House and would have to get through the Senate. And then the president, you know, has said he would veto it. And then it would have to be overridden. Number three, funding bill would prevent military construction money to pay for border wall projects. Again, I still don't know how that happened. You know, Congress's power rests in its ability to appropriate money. And when they do appropriate money for items and then for essentially the executive branch and its appointees to then take that money and reshuffle it, right, usurps Congress's authority. So I don't rightly know how that thing stood in the first place. Number four, the military's hashtag MeToo. In wake of the Vanessa Guillen death, servicewomen bear deep scars. And it's a story in the Washington Post. Vanessa Guillen, she was beaten to death with a hammer, evidently. Her body then cut into pieces and then buried. The person who did that committed suicide last week. as law enforcement officials closed in on him. And then number five, the active shooter situation on 29 Palms ends with a self-inflicted gunshot wound, ultimately ending in suicide. So that is a look at the news headlines today. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and Will Cosentini and I will talk the news. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike McNamara, and you're listening to All Marine Radio on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
To the news we go today on a Wednesday, the 8th day of July, in Stars and Stripes. Top story is West Point grads reveal racist incidents at the academy. So it's a story written by one of the Stars and Stripes writer, a guy named Corey Dickstein. Recently, U.S. Military Academy graduates implored leaders at West Point to strongly condemn racism and institute a zero-tolerance policy in a letter that revealed some of them were victims of racist acts while attending the school. In a June 25th letter to West Point and Army leaders, nine graduates of the academy from 2018 and 2019, including the top-ranking cadets and graduates from both classes, condemned racism at their alma mater and urged leaders to introduce a curriculum meant to address race and diversity directly. The now Army lieutenants in a 40-page policy proposal included in their letter documented such racist incidents, including a noose left in a black cadet's dormitory desk as a joke by a white roommate, a top cadet's leader's photo altered to portray her as a monkey, and reports by dozens of black cadets subjected to racial slurs by their classmates in recent years. Quote, West Point has demonstrated an inability to meaningfully discuss race and a tendency to silence such conversations when grassroots efforts attempt to start them, the West Point graduates wrote in a letter that has been distributed online via social media. Not only should we be concerned that West Point graduates arrive at their units unprepared to have conversations about race, we should also be concerned that West Point's inability to do so means that it is far easier for racist beliefs to be maintained through the academy, to the extent that West Point graduates are tying nooses and joking they'd be used on their black peers. The policy proposal calls for West Point leaders to take specific steps to address systemic racism, which continue to exist at West Point. Now again, to me, the question in all of this, that's the uncomfortable question when we talk about race, is do individuals, right, who experience racism from other individuals, how does that somehow or other morph, right, to because racism isn't tolerated. And so, to me, the fact that there are idiots amongst us, and we see them every night on the news, the fact that racism exists in those idiots, right, is not a surprise to anybody. But then you make the logical leap to say it is fostered by the system and therefore becomes systemic racism. I don't see the logical leap in that. I don't see the logical leap in that. And so, but again, that's why these discussions are so important. Okay. And again, if somebody can can show, systemically how racism is being fostered, I'm all about it. And you're going to hear the comment on the Marine Corps talk about unconscious biases. Well, I didn't grow up black. I'll freely admit that. But systemic racism is something pretty serious. And to me, what's most interesting is that, institutions being accused of it are all controlled by liberals who don't condone that. So to me, these discussions are important discussions, there's going to have to be a lot of listening done on both sides to get to a better place. Right, to get to a better place. So that top story in Stars and Stripes this morning. So again, it's a discussion that's consuming the nation, and that's why dedicated the Marine Corps hymn to our leaders out there who are supposed to be, at the forefront and making sure that this conversation takes place, making sure that it's a responsible conversation that takes the nation to a better place, because that's where everybody wants to go. How do we fix this? How do we make it better? Okay, so let's identify the problem. So let's have a discussion about it. So anyway, what isn't going to work is what you've seen have happen around the country, especially in large cities, with the whole defund the police thing. If there's any modification to the spending on police programs, it should be done after a rigorous, right, look at, your police department, the problems. It shouldn't be done in an overheated, city council meeting, so that you can say you're down with whatever movement, is applying pressure to you. That's not the way you do it if you're looking to do something positive. So, memo to self, right? Resist the urge to do impetuous things, right? And do good things. Good things require courage. They require listening. They require articulate, diverse discourse. And then it requires grown-ups to do the right thing. Grown-ups to do the right thing. Next story in Stars and Stripes. A day after Marine Corps Air Station Futima outbreak, Okinawa reports its first off-base coronavirus case since April. So, talking about onesies right there. Army to pay $1.6 million to quiet noise complaints at the Stuttgart area range. That's in the news. 7 U.S. troops test positive for coronavirus. That is in the news after arriving in South Korea. So that is in the news this morning. Another headline. Funding bill would prevent using military construction money to pay for border wall projects. I still don't know how that happened. I don't get it. I don't understand how money appropriated for the DOD got turned around to be used for a border wall. And there was just an appeals judge that said, yeah, you can't do that, and which will go to the Supreme Court. Next headline, Marine Corps veteran catches 3-year-old dropped from a burning building. How about that? Love these stories. Kalamazoo, Michigan, catching a child who was dropped from a burning building was just Philip Banks doing his job. The Marine Corps veteran and former football player at Kalamazoo Central High School doesn't want special recognition for helping save a 3-year-old boy from an apartment fire in Phoenix, Arizona. Banks Blanks, a bodyguard today, said protecting others is just part of his job. He credits his training as a Marine and a security officer and his instincts for the reaction. Ultimately, this is my job, Blanks said. It was all fast. It was a blur. It was a tunnel vision. As I was running, I didn't see anything but the baby. Blanks caught the boy who was dropped from an apartment balcony on Friday, July 3rd. The boy and an 8-year-old girl were both taken to the hospital with injuries. The children's mother died in the fire, according to ABC News. So congratulations to him for doing good things. In a story that we discussed yesterday that was developing at the Marine Air Ground Combat Center, and what's odd about this is nobody's identifying, quote unquote, the person as a member of the DOD, and nobody's saying they're not a member of the DOD. So I don't know what that means. It says, and here's the article. It's just odd. A person has died after being treated for a self-inflicted gunshot wound sustained Tuesday morning at Marine Air Ground Combat Center in 29 Palms in California. Multiple media outlets reported the person identified, in this article here, as an active duty Marine by the Orange County Register and Palm Springs ABC TV affiliate, KESQ. Now that's new because a little bit ago that was not in the article. Was airlifted to an off-base medical center following the incident. There are no injuries reported at this time, and this incident is still under investigation, said a statement by Captain Nicole Plymel, the base spokesman. Earlier on Tuesday, military police responded to reports of gunshots. At 6:30 a.m., the area was cordoned off. A shelter-in-place order was issued after the shooting. And lifted about 9 a.m., Brigadier General Roger Turner, who I taught as a second lieutenant, commander of the Air Ground Combat Center, referred to the incident as a suicide and said it was uncovered some gaps in our mass notification process on the base that will be rectified. So, yeah, that's the rest of the story that started yesterday. From the Wall Street Journal, some headlines that you should know. Harvard and MIT suing the Trump administration over its student visa policy. Yeah, the student visa policy is if there aren't classes going on that you need to physically participate in, if those aren't going on, you can't come in the country. Supreme Court upholds religious and moral exemptions for birth control coverage. That's kind of a very, very interesting story. And interesting that the Supreme Court's upheld it, given, you know, kind of its recent, what many would say, liberal bias. And then from the opinion side, there's an interesting op-ed by a guy named Michael Tracy. Riot-torn Twin Cities are already forgotten. And it's interesting because the who's left holding the bag in all of this that we've seen? The small business owners, right? The nation's moved on to other things. Their businesses were destroyed. The inability to keep law and order will cost them, some of them, their livelihoods. Interesting story in just the news. It has to do with Christopher Steele, right? Who's the author of the Trump dossier, right? British court rules against Christopher Steele, orders damages paid to businessmen named in the dossier. So British court has ruled that that the dossier that he created that slandered people, he's liable for. Interesting, eh? The All right, let me do top stories in Marine Corps Times. There are fewer recruits due to COVID-19, but there are the same hard training Navy. They're doing the same hard training, according to Navy and Marine commanders. That is in the news. Probably the biggest story that came out. Again, General McKenzie, plain-spoken guy, right? This is an Associated Press story that's running in Marine Corps Times. But headline, top U.S. general in the Middle East skeptical that Russian bounties led to troops' death. Now, General McKenzie, he doesn't mess around, right? If he thinks it, right, and he can, he says it. The top U.S. general for the Middle East, General McKenzie, a 3-star, right, running CENTCOM, said Tuesday that the intelligence suggesting that Russia may have paid Taliban militants to kill American troops in Afghanistan was worrisome, but he is not convinced that any bounties resulted in U.S. military death. Quote, I found it very worrisome. I didn't find that there was any causative link there. He goes on, we should always remember the Russians are not our friends. They are not our friends in Afghanistan. They do not wish us well, and we just need to remember that at all times when we evaluate that intelligence. So anyway, that's probably the biggest story. And again, that was that story sucking the life out of the air, sucking the life out of the room, or the air out of the room, one of the two. And so that in the news. Top five stories in Early Bird real quick, and then Will Constantini will join me. Number one, U.S. general in the Middle East skeptical that Russian bounties led to troops' death. Just talked about that. Number two, lawmakers consider spending $1 million to strip all Confederate names from U.S. Army bases. That measure has come out of the House and would have to get through the Senate. And then the president, you know, has said he would veto it. And then it would have to be overridden. Number three, funding bill would prevent military construction money to pay for border wall projects. Again, I still don't know how that happened. You know, Congress's power rests in its ability to appropriate money. And when they do appropriate money for items and then for essentially the executive branch and its appointees to then take that money and reshuffle it, right, usurps Congress's authority. So I don't rightly know how that thing stood in the first place. Number four, the military's hashtag MeToo. In wake of the Vanessa Guillen death, service women bear deep scars. And it's a story in the Washington Post. Vanessa Guillen, she was beaten to death with a hammer, evidently. Her body then cut into pieces and then buried. The person who did that committed suicide last week as law enforcement officials closed in on him. And then number five, the active shooter situation on 29 Palms ends with a self-inflicted gunshot wound, ultimately ending in suicide. So that is a look at the news headlines today. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and Will Constantini and I will talk the news. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.